This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. We discussed a lot today. The quarterback the Eagles did not select. Of course, that would be Shedeur Sanders. I wanted Jalen Milroe, but I lost that out on Friday night when the Seahawks took him in the third round. Shedeur goes on Saturday. They trade over the Eagles to get him. A lot of people think the Eagles were going to make that pick. Can we hear, before we talk about Kyle McCord, just quickly, rap sheet on Saturday explaining that Browns trade? It sure sounded like the Browns thought the Eagles were going to take him.
Rich, there have been rumors all day that the Philadelphia Eagles were interested in Shedeur Sanders, would be a perfect landing spot for him, a veteran quarterback room, a team with a really good backbone, really good culture. Well, the Cleveland Browns just traded over the Eagles. I wonder, obviously they have Dylan Gabriel yesterday. Did the Browns do this thinking the Eagles would take Shedeur? And just maybe, we'll see.
Well, I think they did, and I think the Eagles were going to take him there. Did you want him as he fell? 215-592-9494. Hugh, they did take a quarterback, though. His name was not Shedeur Sanders. The Eagles selected Kyle McCord at
St. Joe's Prep, right?
St. Joe's Prep.
Yeah,
and
local kid.
Then Ohio State for 3 years before transferring to Syracuse last year. Hugh, before we hear from Sirianni on him, he put up some huge numbers last year. I'm looking at his stats right now. He led the NCAA in passing yards, 4,779. He led in yards per game. And I didn't realize this till now because, you know, when they do the Heisman Trophy ceremony, they just invite, what do they invite, three or four guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kyle McCord had the 10th most Heisman Trophy votes last year. That I didn't know until just a few minutes ago. So I think he's an interesting player that I think could develop into a backup kind of quarterback, right? They have Tanner McKee for 2 years. Would you be shocked if a year from now they like this kid and they ship McKee off for a draft pick and he's the new backup?
Maybe.
I would.
I mean, you know, listen. Being a backup quarterback in the NFL is not a bad job. Mm-hmm. You make a couple million dollars, get to hold a clipboard, and probably get 10 to 15 accrued seasons in the NFL. It's not. And at some point, you might get an opportunity to start.
Well, and for the Eagles, as we know, it's been a very important position over the years where the backups come in and won a lot of games for them, including a Super Bowl at one point.
Yeah, and if Hugh gets to talk to him for 5 minutes, he'll end up being the Eagles' future.
In love with him.
I can't wait for the Players Lounge, Kyle McCord.
I feel attacked.
Well, you know who will feel attacked? Tanner McKee, when you come in here and you say, actually, the new future is Kyle McCord.
You just fall in love with everybody, don't
yep.
you?
Well,
sucker for love.
You did fall in love with Tanner McKee after you talked to him. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni yesterday. Eagles wrap up the draft press conference. I thought it was interesting how he framed why McCord is a good prospect.
You talked about the board sort of handling things, but you did add a quarterback, which is a little bit of a surprise to some people. What did you like about Kyle?
Yeah, you know, what you see with Kyle is just his mind works very fast out there on the out there on the football field. You know, he makes good, quick decisions with the football, accurate passer. You know, led the country in passing yards this past season. You know, so what really stands out again is just how quickly he moves through progressions and how quickly his mind works. And really excited to work with him.
You know what I found interesting about the way he framed his attribute, Hugh? Look, Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, right? They win a lot of games with him. But that's the one thing we always talk about Jalen needs to always do well.
Speed the game up.
Get the ball out quickly.
Or process faster.
Right. And it seems like they like McCord. Now, I don't know physically if McCord is good enough, right? He's a 50.
But he gets the ball. It sounds like he gets the ball out of his hands
quick. That's why they liked him. Which tells me that that is the way they want this offense to function. And sometimes Jalen does it well. Sometimes Jalen holds on. Now, Jalen can run, so you know you have that aspect out where he knows he could use his legs.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, I think this kid could come in here and be part of this thing. So they don't take Shadur, but they take Kyle McCord out of Syracuse. You clipping that spot? Where
I thought the most relevant thing he said in that entire interview
was,
"What you see with Kyle is just his mind works very fast."
Yeah, can we dump that? Get it out. Dump it. He's going to use that on us all the time.
Mind works very fast.
Because it sounds like...
Yeah, yeah.
Mind works very fast. Mm-hmm.
Kyle McCord, not Kyle Quinn. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Joe in Jersey's up. What's up, Joe?
It's Black Panther. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, Joe. Man? What's
How
going on?
Good, good. So, you know, Hugh, I just want to bring something into focus here. It's important that you had a conversation and you went back and forth with the other guy.
Yes.
He was looking at it through the eyes of a non-black person. You're looking at it through the eyes of a black person. So when a non-black person hears racist, the first thing that comes to their mind is, what do you mean racist? You know, we drafted all these black quarterbacks. We drafted Williams, Young, Daniels. We have a black Super Bowl quarterback. But what you're saying is, and I don't think this message is getting through, if it was a white quarterback that acted the way Shanoa Sanders is, they probably would have held their nose and probably drafted him in the second or third round. Am I correct?
Yeah, something to that. That's what, like, and unfortunately, Joe, we only have so many examples of a quarterback that's similar to a Shadur Sanders. Baker Mayfield, who happens to be white, and Johnny Manziel. And I think that, here's the thing. We've gotten too sensitive about having these conversations. And everybody gets all up in their feels because they feel like you're trying to, I don't know, incite hate or whatever. That's not it. It's just that's the way that I see it because I see all these other examples, and it's not the same thing. It doesn't look the same to me.
Let me throw one more in before you make your point, Joe. Hugh, you were trying to think of quarterbacks that had some cockiness to them, right?
And yeah.
Johnny and Baker. I don't know if he was ever as vocal about it, but I always felt like Cam, but when he was young.
Cam was cocky.
Cam had a cocky. But Cam was physically a monster.
Monster.
So no matter what anyone thought of him, he was going to be the best
the year
top
he was
pick.
The year he was dabbing on everybody in the Super Bowl, he brought people the wrong way.
Yeah, but he was a great talent.
He played well.
Yeah, right. Go ahead, Joe.
I'll tell you, I'll take Tanner McGee over him. I love this kid. I think, no one, do people watch the games here? Like, the people that call up, do they watch the games? This kid, I think this kid is such a sleeper that we don't need, I think Howie knows what he has. I really do. And, Stu, I want to make a little funny comment, you know, because, you know, we got a little bit of this thing in here.
Yep.
I'm going to make a comment as a white man.
Yes.
A white man should never wear a green or purple suit. You look like an absolute fool.
Are you talking about the Campbell kid? The Campbell kid out of LSU?
He wore a green and purple suit.
A white guy cannot. Listen, tell you something. You look at this guy.
Will Campbell, right? That's what you're talking about? Will Campbell?
Will Campbell looked like the Joker. You can't wear a white. Listen, you could take Seth Joyner. You could take Shannon Sharp. You put him in a purple suit, a green suit, any color suit, they're going to look great. You put a white guy in a purple suit, you look like a clown. You put him in a green suit, you look like out of like a Marvel comic.
He did kind of have a Joker villain look to him. I kind of see
it. Well, I think it could have been whoever, they probably could have been Taylor. He has drip, though. Like, looking at, like, this ain't his first rodeo.
Oh, he dresses?
He dresses provocatively. He got drip.
So, guys, the reason why I called today, you know, I listen to the show all the time. We drafted, like, I got to look at the draft, right? And I love the two tackles they drafted in the six rounds. Hinton, his father was a phenomenal football player, and Cameron Williams. I think Stoutland is going to mold these guys. Two of these guys are going to come out and be a really good player. I wouldn't be surprised if they become the next starting right tackle or swing tackle. I think those were great picks in the sixth round. No one's going to talk about it. They're going to talk about the guy in the first round, the second round, the fourth round. But I think those were great picks.
Well, the Cameron Williams one really caught my attention, Joe. He is 6'5", 330. He's a really good athlete. I don't know why he fell that far, but he's only 21 years old. I think he's one. Joe, good phone call. Stoutland can turn him into something. I mean, Hugh, I always think when they draft offensive linemen late, I always think there's a chance with this organization. They turned Jason Kelce, a sixth-round pick, and it helped him become a Hall of Famer. And Jordan Mailata was a seventh-round pick. I mean, Hugh, do I know if either of these sixth-round offensive linemen are going to be anything? No, but there's a chance one of them hits. I mean, Stoutland is that good at turning these guys into players.
Yeah, and I think that they're counting on that. You know, with the way that they coach, the good coaching staff that they've amassed, they're looking at some of these young draft picks, these late-round draft picks. They're looking at them to be contributors to this team this year.
I heard Howie yesterday saying they look for traits, right? It's not like how good they were in college. Like, do they have something in their bodies that Stoutland can mold? And obviously, but at least with the Williams kid, physically, 6'5", 330, there's something there physically. Macho in Kensington. What's up, Macho?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good,
hey,
Macho. What's up?
Good, man. Another day, all right? So I just want to comment on the Shador thing. Mm-hmm. I just think he dropped because he's kind of trash. I don't think he really, in college, he, you know, 9-4, but he only beat BYU, 17th ranked. I don't think his competition was all that good. And then just probably got that stink that even though his dad played for Dallas, I just think he got that stink from Dallas, too. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that star, that spotlight on him.
Is that so what it is?
Well, I mean, here, yeah. Macho, but I don't know if people around the country feel the same way. You think people care that his dad played for the Cowboys?
No, I just think that it's just the spotlight, the all the attention.
Well, I mean,
thing and all that.
Yeah, I think this. If he was a better prospect physically, I think he would have been drafted higher. I think that, and then you add in everything else, and whether it be this bothered people, the tape, or the dad, whatever it was, then he fell down the board.
How about the combine though? He didn't
participate.
Yeah, but think that's a small part of it. Because a lot of quarterbacks don't throw at the combine.
If I had my time to shine, I'm a Sean.
But here's the thing, Macho, and I hear what you're saying, and that might be true.
Yeah.
And this is what goes on with this situation, is that even when you say he played lesser competition, Macho, I went to a D2 school, went to a Division II school, and my competition was nowhere near some of the competition that other guys played against. I still got drafted in the first round.
Listen
to what I'm saying though. I'm not saying you're wrong in your take, but there are many examples of guys that have played in lesser conferences. Hell, Carson Wentz played at North Dakota State, and he still got drafted high because it doesn't matter. If you could play, you could play. And that's the thing that people can't wrap their mind around, because he had a high round grade, and he was still, even when he went the fifth round, he was still projected as the best player on the big board. So that's where, for a lot of people, it just doesn't add up. Now, you might be right, because that's the argument that people have been giving. Oh, he was trash. He still had a high enough grade to be drafted higher than he went. So now you have to ask yourself, okay, what's the reason? And it could be a number of different things. It just doesn't have to be one thing.
Right.
It could be a number of different things.
It probably was. And Macho, can I give you an example? I think the issue here isn't that he got drafted in the fifth round. It's that some people thought he would be the first
higher
pick.
Higher than that, yeah.
Like, so some people brought up his stats today. I'm going to give you another quarterback. This was 7 years ago. Hugh, are you ready for this comparison? I'm going to give you size and numbers, and I'm going to tell you they both played in a conference where there wasn't much defense played, okay? Maybe they weren't playing the greatest competition. Quarterback one was 6'2", 216 pounds, okay? Shador is quarterback two in my example. He's 6'1", 215, same size. They're basically the same size. The first quarterback 7 years ago had a 70% completion, 4,779 yards, 38 touchdowns, and finished fifth in the Heisman. Had a heck of a final season in college football. Shador, 74% completion, 4,134 yards, 37 touchdowns. So they both lit up a conference that wasn't that great. They're both the same size. They both had great last years of college. The guy I'm talking about is Gardner Minshew. Like, that's when I look at Shador, I think he's a Gardner Minshew type of player. Gardner Minshew could play in the NFL, right? Like, no one doubts that. I think Gardner Minshew might have a 15-year career. The difference is no one said before that draft Gardner Minshew was going to be a first-round pick, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't a story. But I kind of see why he wasn't a high pick, just like Gardner Minshew wasn't a high pick. The question is, why did he go from being, people thought, the second or third pick in the draft to the fifth round?
See, and that's the thing that a lot of people have issues with. And like I've been saying all day, it could be, it's not just one thing. And I know people are focusing on one thing or another thing. It's just not one. It was everything. It is a little bit of everything when you look at it. He was cocky. I am not denying that. When he sat there and he talked about, I'm the ultimate cheat code and things of that nature, that might have rubbed people the wrong way. But what I know about the quarterback position and how many teams covet that position and are looking for one, still should have got drafted on the first or the second day. Should have got drafted.
Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson up on WIP. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's good, going on,
Ken.
Man?
The Browns stole your tight end.
Yes, they did, but obviously the Eagles weren't looking for a tight end. So, again, it helps to be in the room to make predictions about what team's going to do. But he's going to be a good player. And, you know, one name I haven't heard mentioned from the Eagles draft, Drew Kendall, the center they drafted out of Boston College in the fifth round. I watched that guy's tape, and he screams guard to me. So this kid could wind up being the right guard. He physically, athletically, he looks to me like a guard, and he's mean. So just keep that guy on your radar screen, because I know we're talking about the tackles.
Yep.
You know, obviously, Hinton's got some pedigree from his father, and I think Williams just didn't start enough games. So there's just, you know, he's just raw. He's just a big physical raw kid who they can mold. But you know, on this Shedeur Sanders thing, Hugh, I can certainly understand why you and other people might feel the way you feel about this. The NFL is not necessarily blameless over the years in terms of this issue. I mean, just look around the league at the paucity of black coaches, black head coaches. And, you know, again, there was, what, six or seven head coaching vacancies in the NFL this past offseason, and you know, the vast majority of them were filled by white guys. You know, so it's understandable why somebody would feel that way. So it's wrong to just invalidate it and say that can't possibly be it. But, you know, you made a comp earlier in show to Brock Purdy. And I will tell you, and I watch a ton of college football, so I'm not coming at this from complete ignorance. When you put the tape on Brock Purdy at Iowa State, I see, you know, Shedeur Sanders is very similar to him in a lot of ways, from the physical traits and the attributes and the way they play the game. And Brock Purdy was exceptionally productive at Iowa State. And knowing what you know now, and you go back and put the tape on from Brock Purdy at Iowa State, you know, you could question, well, how did this guy wind up being Mr. Irrelevant with other quarterbacks taken ahead of him? I don't think there's any question that part of Shedeur Sanders' kind of journey here is the fact that he's Deion Sanders' kid. So, you know, Deion Sanders put that program in Colorado back on the map, and obviously he did it with some really talented guys, and also, you know, it benefited Shedeur Sanders. If he wasn't Shedeur Sanders, if he was some other nondescript quarterback who you didn't know who he was because you didn't know who his father was, and he was just another college quarterback in Big 12 who had some respectable numbers and was productive, I don't think it would be as shocking that he didn't go until the fifth round. The other thing to keep in mind is that there's only so many teams that are even looking for quarterbacks in the draft, right? And you know, you've got where he's ranked amongst the quarterbacks in this draft is relative to just the quarterbacks in this draft. So when you look at Cam Ward, who probably would have been the fifth quarterback drafted last year, and you look at the quarterbacks that are coming out next year, and it's projected to be a really strong quarterback class next year, and you know, you don't know how, until it plays out, but right now it's projected to be a really strong quarterback class next year. You know, there is a draft next year, and if there's only two teams that are looking to draft what they think is a starting franchise quarterback this year, and there might have been three, but there's not a lot, then once you get past the first couple of rounds, it's really just a matter of, you know, what's he going to add to your team? And, you know, if Kyle McCord, I thought Kyle McCord was a better quarterback than Shedeur Sanders, just watching them play this year. You know, if you would ask me during the season, watching the college football season, I would tell you Kyle McCord's a better player than him. I would tell you Will Howard's a better player than him. Both of them went after Shedeur Sanders. But, you know, Kyle McCord, knowing that he's coming in, you know, under the best of circumstances to wind up maybe as the third quarterback, maybe he's a camp arm, maybe he's a practice squad guy. You know, when you're down in that territory, if you're talking to a guy who is telling you I'm not about doing that, you know, it makes it really hard to make real hard to bring that guy into your building. And I don't think he's a bad kid. I really don't. And I would not want a quarterback who doesn't feel highly confident in his own skills. But if it's not matching what you see for him, you know, it's understandable why a lot of teams would just say, well, we'll just wait till next year. There's going to be a good quarterback draft yep. next year, and we'll just wait till next year. So there's so much that goes into it. But like I said at the outset, it's understandable why some people might feel the way they feel, because the NFL has a history here, and it's not great.
Yeah, and you're right, Ken, and I appreciate the back and forth, man, because – like I was telling my daughter and her friends, because people were calling me, I was like, it's a bunch of different things. It's just not one thing. And you have, like, you can't say it's not this or that when you see certain patterns, but you can't say that was the only thing. And that's the only message that I've been trying to relay. So it for me is this. Don't try to, not you, Ken, but don't try to tell people that know what it looks like to them what it isn't. And that's what a lot of people are trying to do. You're trying to tell people that knows what it is when somebody crosses the street or when somebody clutches their purse, they feel some kind of way. You're trying to tell me something that I feel in my spirit that I've been groomed to feel this way my whole entire life. So for you to sit there and tell me it's not this or that and then give me the reasoning because they drafted a black quarterback, that dog does not hunt for me.
Yeah, good call, Ken. There's a reason why this story resonated with so many people.
Yes.
And Ken made a lot of good points in there. One of them was, part of the reason it's such a big story is his name, right? If his name, if we didn't know who he was, right? It was just the same player, same stats, same height, weight, combine, all this stuff. It's not the biggest story in sports this weekend. It's who he is. I mean, that we all have an opinion on Deion for the last 30 years, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe, a lot of people maybe didn't like him as a player because he was so great and he killed the Eagles. Obviously, you respect his talent. He's one of the greatest football players we've ever seen. Whatever. But that's part of it. There's a reason why so many people have a strong opinion on a Colorado quarterback. It's just who he
because
is.
Because they see everybody. See everybody, however you feel. If you feel he wasn't that good a player, you're probably right. If you feel he was a little bit arrogant, you're probably right. If you feel that there has some racial undertones to this, you're probably right. That's the thing. It's not just one thing. It's a bunch of different things
that happen.
Well,
there's also 32 teams. So each team yes. may have had a different reason.
Yes, but and we're seeing it, and everybody's talking about a travesty and all this other stuff. It's not just one thing. It's a bunch of things.
Well, now the cool part is he gets to go and write the story the way he wants. Now, you made a point earlier, and it's totally
true.
It might
be kind of tough, though.
Yeah, he's hey, a fifth rounder on the Browns.
We about 30 other quarterbacks in the room, dog.
But hey, if he's that good, he'll play.
He'll figure it out.
I mean, it's not like the other quarterbacks are good.
I tell you what, though, and this is the first thing that you probably need to do. If the narrative is out there that you're not coachable or you are not a student of the game, you probably need to get that playbook and be in it. And when you need to overcorrect in this. If this is what you want, you need to overcorrect. You need to be, when questions are asked in the quarterback room, you need to be raising your hand. You need to change the narrative because you have the power now to change the narrative.
Yeah. I mean, if we go to every story of a late round quarterback that makes it, they all have a common denominator. They're the hardest worker.
You need to, you could change the narrative.
Yeah.
Now.
Like how Russell did it or Brady or whatever, whoever you want to pick. I mean, there's a reason for it. 215-592-9494. All right. Your phone calls on all this. The Eagles draft, what they did, what they didn't do. Did you want Shedeur as he fell down the board? Well, get to what I hear is a very mild and calm.
Very, very tame.
Rational, yep. You people,
yeah,
today?
Nobody in there that needs to take a deep breath.
No, okay. I can imagine. But listen, tell them. Y'all can say what y'all want to say. I'm going to sleep good.
Oh,
at
they
night.
Have, yeah.
And
yeah.
They can, y'all can be in your feelings or you won't.
All right.
Well, a lot of feelings. What?
That's what happened today. All right. Plus, we need Hugh's take on something that came out over the weekend. This actually might have been.
For this all day.
This might have been the wildest NFL television moment of the weekend. It wasn't Mel Kiper in tears. It wasn't Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round. It was whatever the heck is going on with Bill Belichick and that young lady friend of his. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's a good way to end the show today. That's all you need. Just some love. Everyone just needs to love. Just have some
love.
That,
yeah. They'll be all right, Kyle. Yeah. It'll be tomorrow's a new day. You'll probably have some other stragglers that probably feel some kind of way about today, but sometimes you have to feel uncomfortable to get past all of this.
Yeah, well.
Get past your own insecurities, dog. Because I'm secure. I'm very secure.
What do you think is going to be more angry people today or in 2 days if Bryce keeps struggling and I tell him to wake up? And
well, I think everything goes in spurts. So the people
bring out your magic wand.
Yeah, everything.
Not
everything
for Bryce,
today.
But Turner, yeah, get him out of here.
They'll be all right today, and then you know we'll be mad about something else tomorrow.
Well, that's what we do.
That's how it usually works.
That is what we do.
My favorite are the ones who are, well, quote unquote, done with Hugh Douglas. Mm-hmm. About 3 hours ago, still in the chat, listening, commenting.
Hey, listen, dog. Listen. Can I just speak to those people for me? Because I like to be honest. I haven't looked at none of your responses, and I'm probably not. But you'll be okay, dog. Like whatever you're feeling right now, it'll go away. You'll be all right.
Yes, it will be. All right, so we'll get to you people, at least a tame version of what Kyle can come up with in the YouTube.
Kyle's been back there looking for some tame comments. Yeah, he couldn't find not a one.
But first, so I think the song we came in with this segment could go for two things. All you need is love just to calm down. But also, Bill Belichick obviously needed some love. He found some. Her name is, what's her first name?
Jordan Hudson.
Jordan Hudson. Yes, that's her name. So Bill Belichick was interviewed on CBS this morning. I believe it was CBS this morning. And they put out some behind-the-scenes view of this interview. First of all, if you haven't seen this yet, Bill Belichick, who usually dresses pretty slovenly, he he had a shirt on with holes in it, so he looked like he just
classic. He didn't care.
He didn't care. But Jordan was at the scene of the interview, like on the set, and apparently she was kind of conducting how this thing should go. Listen to this part because I don't know, guys, this is pretty awkward stuff.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
All right, so Hugh, they've been together maybe a year plus, when the story came out, and we were told they met on an airplane. This was they put that story out there, pretty public information. They were sitting next to each other, and they struck up a conversation, and away you go. It seems like that'd be easy to just recount that fun, cute story, but they didn't want to do that, which now opens up the can of worms. Is why aren't they talking about that? You got any thoughts on the whole Jordan Belichick thing?
Like we've had a pretty trying day, Joe. Do you really want my thoughts on this?
When I ask you, yes. That's a reason.
First of all, and I've always said this, and I say this with all due respect, women are smarter than men. We are not that bright. There's been so many different examples of men that you perceive them to be in a position of power, but they're really not. This is what this kind of feels like to me. There's a lot of detail that I could go into, but I don't think it would be kosher on this show.
Okay.
But it's obvious that it took a year for her to, you know, manipulate him or put him in a position where she's his everything. This buddy was out there taking mermaid pictures when he was out there on the coast with a fishing outfit on and she was in a mermaid gear. I would not be surprised, Joe. This is me recklessly speculating, y'all, that in the next couple of months, there comes a story that he has been estranged from his kids since he's been dating an old girl. Would not be surprised. When I saw the video of him and he's sitting there, like, and this is the unfortunate thing about it. Coach Belichick has not changed the way that he looks since he's been coaching. But for whatever reason, in that picture that he looked like he was a shell of himself.
He looks like he's being held against his will and hostage. It, yeah.
Well, I mean, I got some thoughts on that, but boy, I tell you, it's something about, listen.
So, uh-huh.
I tell uh-huh. you what, man. Yep. I'm going to say this, Kyle.
You're going to self edit this thing?
Undefeated. 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 And most people know, you know what I'm talking about. Undefeated. And he's in a chokehold right now.
Bill's fighting a losing battle. Is that what you're telling us?
Hey, Joe. Back to back.
Oh, boy. Here we go. There's no way.
He's going not back him. To
at
back.
His age?
He's going back to back every day.
No.
At his age? Come on now.
Hey, man. Hey, we've all been, like, at some point in our lives, we've all been there with somebody. Like, I'm just saying. And he's in a stranglehold.
Bill, blink twice if you're being held against your will.
He's in a stranglehold.
When she stopped the interview and like, oh, we're not talking about that. Who are you? It's he's being interviewed.
She got that thing, got him in a chokehold.
Are we worried about Bill's safety?
I mean, he's not worried about it.
Well, obviously not. But he also might.
Not publicly, at least. Blink twice,
no,
Bill.
I know everybody's at work, but just that little snippet, just go look at this man's face. He looks happy and content. Whatever she says, he's okay with. Dude, did you see the picture? He walking through, he looking like the old man that he is. And she had on the equivalent of like a little halter top and looked like she had on some Heelys.
Yeah.
You know them Heelys? like she was running around in some Heelys. He don't care.
It's gone from like, oh, that's kind of weird to, well, that's really weird, whatever's going
on
there.
He's estranged from his kids in about 6 months, guaranteed, before the season starts.
I wish
his
Bill,
kids going to be talking about, we ain't heard from Pop. We ain't heard from
I wish you the best of luck, Bill. That was an, I'm telling you, that. How would you rank the awkwardness? Should Shador sit in his party waiting to get drafted? Mel Kiper melting down on television for 3 days.
Nothing could beat Bill.
I don't know.
No.
Bill with the holes in his shirts being held hostage by this Jordan Hudson.
The holes aren't what I need to find out.
No, that's his whole shtick.
I need to find out where they met.
But on CBS this morning?
I need to find out where they met, dog. Because she obviously...
There's some theories on the internet.
You think they went on the... What's that? Bumble? She met him on Bumble?
Well, something. I don't know if it's that or something.
OnlyFans?
There, but yeah, that's probably...
We're probably maybe closer to that one.
But if she's on OnlyFans, though, somebody going to find that. That's only a matter of time. If she was OnlyFans. If she was OnlyFans, they gonna find that. Like, it's only a matter of time.
That's true. Yeah, the internet's pretty damn good.
The internet's about to do their homework, because that was odd that she was like, we're not going to talk about
it. I know.
And you know what she inadvertently did when she did that? She made people, the sleuths,
go find.
They're going to find her.
Yeah. Well, look, you're the single guy of the three of us. Why don't you go home? You do some research. We'll have another great day tomorrow.
What happens? The algorithm goes crazy for a few days.
I definitely started looking. I did look her name up, and I was trying to find, but it's. I guess at this point they've been dating for a year, so she scrubbed that OnlyFans. I need a PI. I need a private investigator to find that if I really
want
to.
You know what? The Midday Show could use our own private investigator just for anything, for our own investigations.
Yeah.
Get a professional on the hunt here. Speaking of professionals, Herb in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
He could be our PI.
Yeah, sure. What's up, Herb?
Herb.
Herb going,
is he investigating? he heard that you might be on OnlyFans.
I know. Herb went right there. Herb, be careful, buddy. Matt in Delaware. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Matt. What's going on?
Not much. First thing, this is my first time calling in since Hugh's been on the show. And I want to say, Hugh, you've been one of my favorite players ever since I started watching the Eagles. I'm glad I get to listen to you every day.
Oh, this didn't go like I thought it was going, but I appreciate it.
Oh, he's a fan. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Was a fan.
So, two of the draft picks I wanted to talk about that I think might be big impacts that were drafted later. I really like that Ty Robinson D tackle out of Nebraska. And if you guys heard anything, why that Antoine Powell fell all the way down to the sixth round, because I think he's going to be a big player too.
So maybe I haven't heard why, but I, you know, you look at his production in college, and it does seem a little bit bizarre that he fell. I'll tell you what, Matt, I agree with you on the Ty Robinson kid. I mean, I heard this morning when Shio Kapati was on the morning show that he had He had more quarterback hits than any defensive tackle in college football last year. Think about that for a second. Mason Graham was the fifth pick in the draft. Walter Nolan was 16 or whatever he was. Derek Harmon was 21. To get a defensive tackle that had the most quarterback hits in college football, that's pretty good to get him where they got him in the fourth round.
Oh, yeah. And then I saw that he ran his 40 and 4.8.
He's an athlete.
Pretty fast for a 6'6", almost 300-pound guy.
I also saw, did you see this, Hugh? Ty Robinson was the defensive tackle that they took from Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said he looks like a polar bear standing up. Look at that picture right there.
He is a big dude.
He looks like a polar bear.
he looks like a
polar bear standing up. Matt, I think he's going to have an impact because I think they're pretty light at defensive tackle, right? After Carter and after Davis, they don't have, and Ojomo, they needed somebody else in that D-line. So I think Robinson's going to play a lot.
Yeah, I think he's going to be just like how Ojomo was like the past year or two, come in you know, maybe a few plays every game, but I think he's going to make a real big impact for us.
Yeah, well, and we know they like to rotate here. Matt, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Ojomo's going to have more of a role this year, so that means they need someone else to back him up. Yeah, and then I saw some highlights. The Robinson kid, Nebraska would bring him in as a fullback on short yardage, like by the goal line. He played fullback, and he was the lead blocker. So if we lose that tush push, is that happening soon? I think they're going to vote.
They go back down there next month, right? Mm. Yeah, they go down there next month.
Maybe Ty Robinson's our fullback on short yardage. He's the answer. The answer to all the problems here. Is Herb ready to go here?
Supposedly. He said he was in the 7-Eleven getting himself a Gatorade.
What are you getting, coffee, Gatorade? What's up, Herb?
What's up there, Joe? I'm getting ready for my game. I got I'll need today against Lincoln High School.
All right. That's a big one. That's a big one, Herb.
Well, if they throw like they did on Friday, then it's a good game, you know? Okay.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, Kyle was at that game. He loved it. It was a good game. Herb, what do you got for us today? What are you feeling?
Well, Douglas, you know you're the man, Douglas, because I seen you play a long time ago.
Back in the leather
helmets.
I could say three or four different words to, you know, that's why you got drafted in the first round, okay?
Well, he was fast. But he was productive. Short arms, though.
To the T-Rex
on. I think the Eagles had a great draft. They picked the players. They lost some players, but they got those players back in the draft. Now we'll see how they work out in the mini camps, training camp, and the games as they go. But I think we're going to be fine. As far as all this talk about Sanders, this and that, put it to sleep. We have basically three good quarterbacks on the roster. If something happens, you know, we got I believe in McKay. And the other guy is a good quarterback.
Kyle McCord from St. Joe's Prep.
Yeah, McCord, he played at St. Joe's Prep. He played, got the championship, state championships. He played. He played with some of these players, Trotter and these other guys, the one they just drafted in the first round. You know, they know. And
when you know. I mean, I get that.
So, you know, this kid, he went played at one school and put up numbers, and then he went to Syracuse, and he lit it up at Syracuse. The key is we got the MVP. Our number one quarterback is the MVP. And
well, he was the Super Bowl MVP.
He's been to two Super Bowls in 4 years, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's get that in our heads, okay?
Get it in your head, everyone. Two Super Bowls in three years.
Jalen Hurts is the man. He's the MVP. Stop about all these other guys. These other guys.
You get that through
fine.
Your head, Hugh?
I'm with
they,
you.
Two Super Bowls in 3 years.
Two of them things.
They come in and play if Jalen can't play. It's an insurance thing, okay?
Yep.
You understand? Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, all these other scouts and all, they bring in. You know,
Jeff Lurie,
you know, more competition just in case, whatever. It's fine. You know, who knows? You don't know what's going to happen with these 31 other teams. They could lose a quarterback. And
you trade them.
They come knocking on the Eagles' door.
Like we did with Sam Darnold and A.J. Feely and Kevin Cobb and everybody. Kenny Pickett.
Thing we got going is 2026. We got 11 picks as of the other day. 11 picks in the first five rounds.
So you're ready for next year's draft.
You understand what I'm saying?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
as always.
We're stockpiling. We're stockpiling. That's what Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman do.
Darn right.
They stockpile.
You got it, Herb. We got it. You got to always say, you got to have picks ready to roll. Herb, good phone call. Mm-hmm. All right, Herb's got a game to ump today. You
good
guys
job.
Going? You guys going to the game?
No.
I'll be there.
Oh, I'm going to my son. I think my son got practice today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to go to that.
Hit some bombs?
Yeah, I'm going to try. See what he's going to do with that today. We're probably going to start doing some roll work, trying to run around the track a little bit, nice. Get his wind up.
Yeah, but you know, if you hit home runs, you can jog. You don't have to run fast.
I use Cadillac. He's too young for that. We're trying to
focus on the
right
important
way.
Things here.
Yeah, we're trying to be hitting humble bombs. And get him right. So
when we get drafted,
Dad won't be a distraction.
No. I need Harper to hit moonshots when he plays for the Phillies one day and Cadillac around the bases. I love it.
No, he's definitely not going to do that.
That'd be awesome. All right.
Definitely not.
Let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today. I'm sure all in a good mood.
So as expected, a lot of people very happy with Hugh Douglas today. Okay. So much so, we got to see that caller Matt that just came on said he was a big fan of Hugh.
Yeah.
Someone suggested that he might have been a plant by us.
I think it was, right?
Just to skew the narrative because nobody could possibly be that big of a fan of
if
Hugh.
If it was as easy to get plants, I would get them every time people are angry with me. We don't do that.
It's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
Also, I need people to stop yelling at me about not being able to get through the phone lines. Like, they're busy. I promise you, I'm not afraid of any of you. Not ducking any of you.
Are you getting that? You ducking the smoke?
Yeah.
I mean, what smoke could they possibly... This is the thing, people. Y'all need to understand. I'm giving you my perspective and opinion as a black person. And I'm willing to bet that none of you that are mad at me are black. So it's okay for you to feel the way that you feel. I'm just telling you why it looks the way it looks to me. So you'll be okay. You might not agree with my opinion. That's fine. I'm going to sleep good at night. And I'm pretty sure you're going to go on with the rest of your day calling me mean and hurtful names. But it's okay.
Well, as evidenced by the callers we got today, it's very easy to have a civil and normal conversation about this.
It's easy to have, but most people don't want to have it because... They don't want to talk about something that we as black people been dealing with our whole lives. But it's cool. That's what I'm here for.
Actually,
to make you feel uncomfortable.
For the most part, I was proud of our callers today. And there was like a few that with some real good back and forth disagreement, but it ended fine. Like, I actually think people, for the most part, there's no right or wrong. Like, when Hugh says defense a luxury, we're that's why we yell at him because he's wrong. No, Kyle and I didn't yell at you today because there's no right or wrong to this. It's how you feel.
It's so many layers to this story. And people just want it to be one thing, but it's not. I'm sorry. It's not just one thing.
Right. And if every one of us had to write down a list of reasons why we think this kid wasn't taken to the fifth round, we'd all have probably similar things. Maybe you'd rank him different, but there's no wrong answer. It's not like when Hugh called the Ravens tomato cans, he was wrong. That's
objectively incorrect.
That's wrong.
Tomato cans. Tomato tans.
So, yeah. Some people maybe just a little bit of a deep breath.
Yeah.
You are, Hugh, looking like a big-ass bumblebee today.
I agree.
I got that before, but it's a public enemy. And you know what? The right shirt for the right day, public enemy.
You planned that.
I did not.
And that's why he came here and he said, we're talking about Shador or I'm leaving.
No. It's just ironic that I had the public enemy shirt on today, and you see it. You see the old school public enemy?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Speaking of shirts, we got headshots tomorrow. You know about that?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I was told not to wear. I got to wear like a college shirt,
not the reverend suit like last time.
No, I can't wear a reverend.
You know that was a good bit by you.
Yeah, that was a lot of rules they were giving us for this headshot tomorrow.
Can't wear white.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's out.
So I got to wear a college shirt.
Oh, I thought that was just me that can't wear white because they're afraid I'm going to blend in.
So we often get a lot of repeat lookalikes for Jillio. We got the powder, Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
A unique one that we got.
Oh, what did we get today?
Well, we got Sith Lord, which. I could see it a little bit.
Is that your favorite one?
Yeah. Sith Lord was
Darth
the most
Maul,
unique
that's
one.
Darth Maul, right?
Well, he was. I mean, Palpatine. You
okay,
know,
yeah, yeah.
Darth Vader. Yeah, they were all Sith Lords, yeah.
Okay.
I think I see Palpatine the most. If you wore a hood and it covered your eyes,
especially
when you're dropping some of these heated takes.
Yeah, I need I can see it.
Like the Sith Lord of WIP Radio.
Yep.
And this is my favorite one, probably the most lighthearted of all of them. He was just mad today. Because he still thinks defense is a luxury.
Yeah, because I think that was the person that kind of understood where the conversation was going and understands that there's no right or wrong in this. because you feel the way that you feel. I'm pretty sure, you know, when Ike and those guys come on, he's going to have a different take than mine. We all see this differently, but that's not to say the way that you see it is wrong. And I think that's where you got to get out of your feelings and realize there's a little bit of everything in this Shedeur Sanders story. Mm. It's not just one thing. It's not. And there's too many examples of guys that have done less or done more that still got drafted. So I think that's what we have to look at first. It's not about just one thing, people. It's okay for it to be a bunch of different things, but it was something.
Yeah, well, obviously. And now the part that's interesting for me is where the story goes from here, yeah. Right? If he flames out and he's not much of a player. Or
then you're right. If he flames out, the NFL was right.
And if he turns out to be a really good quarterback, there's going to be a lot of teams that look back and say,
We should have took him.
Or we will say, look, how did that happen? Like, it'll be unpacked for years to come. It was fascinating on Friday. It was fascinating on Saturday. It remains fascinating today. And we also have the backdrop, and I know one caller said they didn't believe it. The Eagles were interested in him. According to a report, they may have picked him when the Browns traded over them. So, like, That makes it even more interesting. Music City Mike up on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Now, I just have some questions. Just your thoughts first on you on the defensive tackle that we got. Do you think he's going to be able to step in and fill that need there? He looks like a monster. I think Joey said he looks like a polar bear.
You talking about Ty Robinson?
Yeah, when he
the
stands
Nebraska
up.
Dude, that's a big dude. You know what? I got a friend of mine that worked at Nebraska. I'll ask him about it.
Yeah.
When I get a chance. I didn't even think about
Mike,
that.
Mike, I didn't realize that how productive he was. I mean, he had 7 sacks and he had 11 quarterback hits. So he can get to the quarterback, it seems like.
No, that's awesome. I'm excited about that. We addressed that.
Because I was looking at the Antoine Powell kid.
Can he play?
He looked like he got some moves about it.
I'm also pretty excited about the center out of Boston College. I feel like he has some really good tape too. So maybe that, like I heard another caller earlier say that maybe he's the right guard we're after, or maybe we're moving some of those tackles inside. I don't know. The one thing about quarterbacks, really quick, I am a Florida State fan. Y'all can knock me if you want. I don't change teams, but I had to watch Kyle McCord whoop on us a lot. That kid is good. He's very good. I'm excited about that pick for sure.
Well, he took off, you know, and that happened something because I thought he struggled at Ohio State. I don't know if it was the pressure of and we appreciate the phone call. He wasn't great at Ohio State, McCord, but when he went to Syracuse, he blossomed. That happens sometimes. You know, a lot of these quarterbacks, they change schools, they go somewhere else, and
they get opportunity.
Yeah, and they figure it out, and that is late bloomers, and maybe McCord is that. So hopefully he works out for the Eagles. All right, that is enough for us for today for a lot of reasons. Yep, let's all take a deep breath. It's only Monday. We got 4 more days now.
Hey.
We'll have fun tomorrow with a lot on more of this stuff, and the Phillies will start a new series where hopefully with a winning streak continuing, Nats in tomorrow, off night tonight. Afternoon show is next. I'm sure those guys have a lot of thoughts on what could have been, what may have been, maybe what should have been with the Eagles. And sure, you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!